Hey guys, welcome back to another podcast of Budget Tech, and today we'll be talking about my journey, my third journey to a budget gaming setup. You're probably wondering why I haven't done a review on the gaming keyboard yet. It hasn't came to my house yet. It kind of sucks. But after all of that said, let's have a word from our sponsor. So, I was playing on my Xbox a couple days ago, and I was thinking to myself about my desk, and I was like, if you're really wanting a budget gaming setup, don't worry about your desk. Like, if it's pretty big and it can fit your stuff on it, it works fine. Like, don't get a desk for, like, $200 that's gonna have the same qualities as a desk that you could get off of OfferUp, Craigslist, anything, any website like that for free or for like $20. It's like for a desk that's not as good but can do the same things, like, I don't know, and like having to pay like an extra $100 just so you can have a cup holder on your desk, it's just ridiculous. So all I'm saying is that just stick with the desk that you have right now, and then later on you can upgrade, but all I'm saying is just stick with the desk you have right now. Let's get into my mouse. So, in last episode, I was talking about my On gaming mouse and how it's pretty good. Yes, that's true. So, I went to Walmart the other day and I was like looking through their mouses in the gaming section, and I was looking at the Harpoon by Corsair, their mouse. The only reason why I didn't get it, like, it was on the cheaper end of mouses. I think it was at, like, $30 for a mouse. $20, $30. The only reason I didn't like it, because the cord was on one of the sides of the clickers. So, if you're moving it, it's going to move your mouse horizontal. So, you're not going to have the best gaming experience, in my experience. Then I looked at the Razer mouses. Of course, those things were really expensive. And then, of course, the cheapest mouse house at Walmart was the, On gaming mouse, which, for starters, I think it would be a good mouse. It has good RGB and everything like that, so that's good. There were some $40, $50 mouses. They were out of my range, so I didn't want to buy those. But yes, let's get into keyboards. So, the gaming computer that I'm gonna buy that didn't come was the Daira Black 60% keyboard, which is actually really good for the price of it. It's $20 for 60% keyboard, which you really can't find. It's an okay framework. The keycaps are not the best. But all that said, let's get into my monitor. So, my monitor is a Slate 21 Pro. It's pretty good. The resolution, well, not resolution, but the quality is actually really good for how old it is. It works really well with my Xbox, which is surprisingly. And you could switch it back and forth to like a TV, I think. And it's like a phone, kind of, but it's the size of a TV. It's so weird. But all that said, let's get to the end of my podcast. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and stay tuned for next podcast to listen to more about my journey to a budget gaming setup, and it might actually help you too.